Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Do You Think I'm Kidding with Gina Gold
and Flynn May.
Tell me your name again. TJ? Oh, really? Very nice, CJ. Very nice. You came through. All right. Okay. So you got you. Are you ready, or are we still
going acapella?
Oh, are you sure? Okay. Do you want more time, and we can go to the next? Do you want more time to fiddle, and we'll just go on to the next person? Okay.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Okay. So this next person, I actually do have an intro for, because she is one of my dearest and best friends. Some of you that have been here before have heard me tell this story many times. My friend Black Suede and I in Hawaii with the one-hit wonder Bobby Brown from the Taste Like Cherry Pie or She's My Cherry Pie video by Warrant. And we were in the bathtub, and then there was like sex and my hair, and her hair and my hand got caught in the Bobby Brown's hair weave tracks because I had butterfly charms. And then I'm just trying to keep it short for those of you who've heard this a million times. And then she had said she would have sex with me, but when I asked her, I didn't think she was going to say yes. It was just kind of a joke, but then when she said yes, I didn't want to do it by myself. So I brought Black Suede back to the hotel, and then it was like a disaster because they started doing speed, and I don't do speed, so I was eating cookies. And then I got sick. I drank this wine. It was only $2 for the gallon. I thought we'd get sexy in the tub, but the tub was really small, and so it wasn't like on TV. So anyway, we get it back out of the tub. And now I don't want to have sex with her at all because she won't stop talking because of the speed. So I asked Black Suede if she would do most of the work. So then she starts going down on her, and I thought I'd take the top half. And that's when I put my hand in her hair, and I got stuck in the tracks. And then I just said, fuck it, and I pulled my hand out, and I had weave on my hand. And then I just told her to get the hell out, take the back M and set and the speed. So anyway, so Black Suede was there through it all. Good friend. I've known her from our days at Boston University through our stripper days till now. This is her first time telling a story. Please give it up, everybody, for Black Suede.
Thank you. Thank you. That was an awesome introduction. Thank you. Being kicked out of the library by a racist. Okay, that's a story. Back in 1986 or 7, me and my friend Gina Gold, we go way back like rocking chairs. We go way back like Donald Trump's natural hairline. You know, we go back. So we're friends at first sight. We met, we're just, oh my God, we did everything together, including study. So it's finals, and we decide we're going to study together. And We go to the Boston University Library. We get there. You know, it's a big building, big grand building, 4 or 5 stories. We decide we're going to the basement because the basement, you can spread out. You really get comfortable. It's finals. And the library stays open, like, you know, later for, like, 2 weeks before finals. It's open for 24 hours. So we decide we're going to study. I have an African-American history final. And Gina, she's got, like, some theater written part of her theater and drama final to study for. And We put our stuff out, we get all comfortable, get all spread out and everything. We study for about 15 minutes. And then we decide we're hungry, okay? That's what we need. We need food, right? We need some food. That's all we need. It's going to be an all-nighter. So you just got to make sure you're ready. So we decide we're going to go out. You know, you got our place, we got a good spot, cuz got there at a good time. But you got to leave enough stuff out so, you know, like, nobody will fuck with it. If they fuck with it, you won't be sad because, you know, you don't mind losing that. But you got to leave enough of your own stuff that everybody knows that was your space when you get back from getting food. So we go out. We go, and we're just like, okay, let's just go out. Real quick. We're getting there late. It's already 1 a.m. at the library. Now we want food. So we go out. We're like, oh, let's go. Just go out for like 15, 20 minutes. We'll just grab something real quick. We'll be right back. Leave our stuff. We go out. Of course, we diverge on what we want to eat. She wants spaghetti, or no, she wants ravioli, or no, she decided she wanted pizza, a greasy pizza, okay? Okay, so we go to her place. I didn't want pizza. I wanted a Philly cheesesteak sub sandwich, you know, those delicious sandwiches they have on the East Coast. So I wanted a greasy sandwich, but of course I didn't want the sandwiches they had at her pizza place. I had to go to my pizza place. So we get her sandwich. Then we got to go to my place. We got to get a sandwich at my place. It takes forever at the fucking sandwich place. I'm like, who do I have to fuck to get a sandwich in this motherfucker? You know, like, I'm trying to study. I got an African-American history final, you know, study for her. So finally I make a sandwich. We get our stuff. We're headed back to the library. We're back. We get back downstairs in the basement. We get our stuff. We're like, great. Okay, yeah, we are all set. We got our pizza. We got our greasy pizza. We got greasy sandwiches. We got our highlighters. We got our books and pens and pencils and shit. And, it's true. Okay, so we have greasy pizza and sandwiches. There are signs up. There's signs. And it says, no eating, no drinking, no smoking, no talking, no anything in the fucking library. There's everywhere you look, there's a fucking sign. So we might have taken it to a little different level, but you know, when you look around, you'd see some, you know, there was, everybody was like doing all-nighters, and they were like, you know, you see somebody like eating a little chip out of their bag, just kind of trying to sneak a chip. You see the sign, just trying to sneak a chip. It's the finals. You just need a little chip or something. So maybe we took it to a little different level. We had pizza. We had Philly cheesesteak subs in that motherfucker. Then we pull out a fucking picnic tablecloth. We spread that shit out. We're just like ready to go to town. We like get started. We take a couple of bites of pizza. We got our picnic tablecloth spread out. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, this motherfucker Nazi comes up and he's like, give me that sandwich. He looks right at Gina. He goes, give me that sandwich. Give me that sandwich right now. And he tries to take the sandwich. He tries to take it. She's like, no, don't touch the sandwich. No, don't touch it. And he tries to take my pizza. Give me. He turns to me. He goes, give me that fucking pizza. I'm like, no. Can't have pizza. Back up. No. He's like, if you don't give me that pizza and that sandwich right now, you gotta go. Pack your shit and get out. We're like, we'll go then. We just bought these pizzas and sandwiches. We'll just go. And, you know, like right away, the crazed look in his eyes, and he was just like, give me that sandwich. Give it to me. You know, I mean, I know there's a sign up, but they don't tell you there's a Nazi. That's not on any of the fucking signs. So I'm just like, okay, all right. So we're like, okay, we're going. So he's like, all huffy. You know, we know we're dealing with a crazy person. We're like, fine, we're leaving. We put our backpacks on our shoulder. You know, we packed all our stuff this time. We're like, oh, he looks serious. He looks crazy. We're not going to try to go outside and eat our pizza and come back in and study. That's not going to work. He's following us. So we take all our stuff this time. We pack it up. We go outside. We're heading out the whole time. We're heading up from the basement. We're going up the stairs. He's like hollering. He's yelling. He's, you know, telling us to get out. We're getting out. We're leaving voluntarily. I think Gina might have turned around and flipped him off, gave him the bird a couple times. That really set him off. He just, like, went off. We're like, we're leaving. We know we're wrong. Okay, we had pizzas and sandwiches, so what? Almost out the door, just about out the door, he suddenly yells, "Go back to Africa! Go back to Africa!" We were like, what did this motherfucker just say? What? Let me back up for a second. So at BU, a lot of rich people sent their kids there. So, you know, back in the day. So this is 86, 87. Remember that clothing brand Benetton? Everybody had to have a Benetton sweatshirt. The United Colors of Benetton. How ironic in this story. So United Colors of Benetton. Benetton, Alessandro Benetton, the clothing designer, the head of the empire, sent his son to BU. Alessandro Benetton is on the balcony along with a bunch of other people because he made such a scene. We're leaving. He yells, "Go back to Africa." And then everybody, like, looks up from their studies and put their chips down, and they're like, what? And then I was like, I spun on my heels. I was like, did you just tell me to go back to Africa, motherfucker? You are fucking with the wrong black woman. Okay? I am president of the Black African American Student Union at Boston University. All right? He goes, you gonna tell me to go back to Africa? Right outside this door is a monument to Dr. Martin Luther King, who went to Boston University and got his PhD. There's a monument. As soon as I get out of this other side of this door, there's a monument. My parents paid me to go here and shit. Fuck you. All my forefathers, my grandfathers, all my uncles, my cousins, everybody. My black men died in every war for this country. You gonna tell me to go back to Africa? Fuck you. Fuck you. I ain't going nowhere. You'll hear from me again. Gina's pulling me out the door. But meanwhile, she's going, yeah, what the fuck? Fuck you. She's like yelling. We're like, she's like getting out. She's trying to get me out of there and shit. And right then, you could see the people on the balcony. It started like Alessandro Benetton. They started clapping. They were clapping. They were like, yeah, sister, yeah, you tell them. Yeah. So for the next like week, we went to people's offices. We wrote notes. We wrote letters. We came to the suggestion box. They had a little suggestion box at the library at the big mistake. It was always there every day. And then like after we were outside, a library employee came forward. They were like, we saw that. That was fucked up. That here, that his name is Peter D. Goodwin. So we're like, thank you. So we got Alessandro Benetton. We got a library employee. We got witnesses. We put notes in. We're like, fire this motherfucker. Fire him. Every day in the suggestion box. Till we get a fucking hearing. Okay? We got a hearing with the dean. We had a hearing. Alessandro Benetton came to our fucking hearings, okay? He said he heard what this motherfucker said, told these black bitches to go back to fucking Africa. Their parents paid money for them to go here. Dr. King went here and shit. Their forefathers died. He gonna say go back to Africa just because they were eating sandwiches and pieces and shit? It's wrong. This is wrong. But at the end of the day, when we were done, he showed up. He came to the hearing. He tried to come. He had on like a neck brace. He was trying to just look real sad because all the evidence was against him. All right, all the people clapping up there. We had some written statements and shit. He was like, what? So he tried to say, well, I didn't tell him to go back to Africa. I told him to go back to the African American history section. It's back on the aisle 7. He was saying anything he could say to just get. No. End of the day, we got him fired. Sometimes there is justice. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening. You have been tuning in to Do You Think I'm Kidding? A podcast with Gina Gold
and Flynn May. Do You Think I'm Kidding? Is produced by Gina Gold and Flynn May. Our engineer is Catherine Ray Mondo, and our editor is Ray Jean Lebasano. Tune in next time.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.